Welcome to 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, minister at Bering. This is episode 6, God Bless the Methodists. A significant number of Christian podcasts and blogs these days seem to be trying to outdo one another. They attempt to say outlandish things that stir up controversy or point out what is wrong with Christianity these days, particularly in the West. The people who study how to get a website seen, which seems to be the goal of many churches, will tell you that you have to stand out. And after all, if you're listening to this podcast, then you are helping the Bering Drive Church of Christ website get traffic. And for that, we thank you. But I think the messages of debate and criticism need tempering. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm actually a big fan of calling the status quo into question. I think, though, that we might be overdoing it just a tad. I wonder whether we are not simply playing along with the so-called news channels that pick two opposing sides to sit in their Brady Bunch boxes on the TV and yell at each other without ever achieving anything constructive. A group of us at Bering considered these things recently. Our Wednesday morning Bible study is finishing up the book of Romans as we head toward the Thanksgiving holiday. We read chapter 14, and honestly, Romans 14:19 hit many of us square in the heart. It reads, "Let us pursue what makes for peace and mutual upbuilding." So is there a way to swing the limelight to things that make for peace and for mutual edification? Let's dream big. What if non-Christians began to notice that these churchy blogs and podcasts were no longer interested in pointing out each other's flaws, or our own flaws for that matter, but rather we begin devoting our focus to making peace? Because here's a newsflash. Non-Christians don't spend a lot of their time reading Christian blogs and listening to podcasts like this one. But what if they did? What are they going to discover? Will they see more of the same that they see on TV and hear on talk radio, where people argue sides as though it were a blood sport, more politics, more private interests? What if people come to things like this and find groups of Christians living by the very thing Romans 14:19 is trying to get us to practice? Let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. So here's an experiment. We are the Bering Drive Church of Christ on Bering Drive in Houston. Would have never guessed that, right? In our tradition, we typically name our churches after streets. Well, on Bering Drive, there are a few churches up and down the road. One of them is the Westminster Methodist Church. Now, if we're supposed to be outlandish in contemporary Christian culture, how's this for outlandish? I pray today that God will bless the Westminster Methodist Church a few doors down from us, that God might be praised there this coming Sunday morning as they gather, just as much as when we gather at the Bering Drive Church of Christ. If we take seriously what the Bible says, we need to be just as committed to peace and mutual edification than we are to learning how to get it just right. Because like in a personal relationship, it's possible to win an argument in a way that has nothing at all to do with peace. Now again, I think there is a place for books and writing and speeches that point out things that need improvement and attention in Christianity. Some of the things spoken and published need to be said. But I'm afraid that on those occasions when non-Christians or burned-out Christians come upon these cyber sermons, they are too often finding well-constructed arguments that look nothing like peace. Now, this actually goes all the way back to Bible times. Many of the stories in the Bible have to do with God, who wants to make the circle bigger, to widen the salvation of God. But many of the people in these Bible stories seem to say and do just the opposite. They act as though religion is about making the circle smaller. However, if you read those Bible stories carefully, the circle gets smaller not because of God, but because of the people. In Jesus' time, the circle was getting smaller because the teachers were making religion more and more difficult to practice. They sat around pointing out everything that was wrong. And today, 2,000 years later, we need to remember that Jesus was not about creating yet another institution to tighten the reins. Instead, his earliest followers and teachers of the ways of Jesus said things like this: "Let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. But the only way we are going to reflect such biblical teaching is to make a commitment today to actually put this stuff about peace into practice. Find out more about the Bearing Drive Church of Christ at our website, bearingfamily.org, including our blog and sermons. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Bearing Drive. And if you are in Houston, join us each Sunday morning. The Lord bless you and keep you and give you peace.